You, Luke said with a shake of his head, are a mess.
I'm sorry, Master Luke.
3PO apologized, his voice almost inaudible beneath the layers of hardened spray net that covered much of his upper body like some bizarre sort of gift wrapping.
I seem to always be causing you trouble.
That's not true and you know it, Luke soothed him, considering the small collection of solvents arrayed in front of him on the Falcon's lounge table. So far, none of the ones he'd tried had been even marginally effective against the webbing.
You've been a great help to all of us over the years. You just have to learn when to duck.
Beside Luke, R2 twittered something.
No, Captain Solo did not tell me to duck,
3PO told the squat droid stiffly.
What he said was, get ready to duck. I should think the difference would be apparent even to you.
R2 beat something else. 3PO ignored it.
Well, let's try this one,
Luke suggested, picking up the next solvent in line. He was hunting for a clean cloth among his pile of rejects when Leia came into the lounge.
How is he?
She asked, walking over and peering at 3PO.
He'll be all right, Luke assured her. He may have to stay like this until we get back to Coruscant, though. Han told me these Stokely sticks are used mostly by big game hunters on out-of-the-way planets, and the spray net they use is a pretty exotic mixture.
He indicated the discarded solvent bottles.
Maybe the Bims can suggest something,
Leia said, picking up one of the bottles and looking at its label.
We'll ask them when we get back down.
Luke frowned at her.
We're going back down?
She frowned at him in turn.
We have to, Luke. You know that. This is a diplomatic mission, not a pleasure cruise. It's considered bad form to pull out right after one of your ships has just shot up a major local marketplace. I would think the Bims would consider themselves lucky that none of their people got killed in the process,
Luke pointed out,
particularly when what happened was at least partly their fault. You can't blame a whole society for the actions of a few individuals,
Leia said. Rather severely, Luke thought.
Especially not when a single political maverick has simply made a bad decision. A bad decision?
Luke snorted.
Is that what they're calling it?
That's what they're calling it,
Leia nodded.
Apparently the Bim who led us into the marketplace trap was bribed to take us there. He had no idea what was going to happen, though.
And I suppose he had no idea what the stuff he gave the chief negotiator would do either.
Leia shrugged.
Actually, there's still no hard evidence that he or anyone else poisoned the negotiator, she said. Though under the circumstances, they're willing to concede that that's a possibility.
Luke made a face.
Generous of them. What does Han have to say about us putting back down?
Han doesn't have any choice in the matter,
Leia said firmly.
This is my mission, not his.
That's right, Han agreed, stepping into the lounge. Your mission, but my ship.
Leia stared at him, a look of disbelief on her face.
You didn't,
she breathed.
I sure did,
he told her calmly, dropping into one of the seats across the lounge.
We made the jump to light speed about 2 minutes ago. Next stop, Coruscant.
Han,
she flared, as angry as Luke had ever seen her.
I told the Bims we were coming right back down.
And I told them there'd be a short delay,
Han countered.
Like long enough for us to collect a squadron of X-Wings or maybe a Star Cruiser to bring back with us.
And what if you've offended them?
Leia snapped.
Do you have any idea how much groundwork went into this mission?
Yeah, as it happens, I do,
Han said, his voice hardening.
I also have a pretty good idea what could happen if our late pals with the Stokely sticks brought friends with them.